What's going on, guys? Your boy Elroy here, and welcome back to Your Boy Elroy Off the Cuff. This is a show where I like to talk to my friends, not necessarily about MMA, just about some of their hobbies, professions, or kind of whatever I feel like talking about, to be honest. You know, MMA is cool. I love talking about MMA, but it's cool to step back and talk about something else. So, with that being said, I would like to welcome a good buddy of mine. It's good to see him every, you know, few months or years. I definitely don't see this guy enough, but every time something happens in sports, I can expect some type of comment from him. Yeah. And today I found out that he's a MMA fan. So, with that being said, musician, worship team member, leader, whatever you want to call it, an all-around good guy, Steven Burgos.
What's up, everybody?
Steven, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks
here
for today. Having me, bro. Thanks
yeah,
for having me.
I appreciate you coming to watch the fight, man. That's like the weight of my heart, you know? Not that you're trying to pursue me, but very grateful.
Dude, thanks for having me, man. Seriously, it was a good time today. So.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for also giving me that instant reaction for the Friday show.
Heck yeah, man.
So if anybody listened to this, you guys could expect to hear him again for a few minutes on Friday.
Yeah.
What a fight. Wow. So, Steven, I know you from church.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is because you are a musician, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You play guitar, and you're extremely talented, can I say?
Thanks, man. You know, honestly, none of my family is like musicians. Like, no one in my family, dude. I went to church and I kind of just got interested in it. And yeah.
So let's talk about that because I kind of want to hit that root, like where you first started. Yeah, so what's your first memory of the guitar, whether it be you picking it up or you seeing like a video, because you were born in that time where like virality and stuff like that can really like mold your mind.
For sure.
Like, I was probably a little earlier than that, like to where I still got to like look at like music videos. Mm-hmm. But for you, it's like, you know, YouTube and stuff like that. Like, what was your first memory of like the guitar or music?
Yeah. So, funny story. When I first started playing music, it wasn't even guitar.
Drums,
bro. That's literally every musician's first instrument. But yeah, it's funny though. When I was like probably like 4, 5, 6 around that age, I think I got a guitar as like a present when I was a kid from my grandparents. I think it was when I was living in Puerto Rico at the time. And it was just, you know, every kid gets some sort of instrument, you know, as a gift. So I got a guitar, but I was a kid. I didn't really pay any attention to it. I think I tossed it to the side or whatever. Fast forward a couple years, I think I was maybe 11 or 12 at this point. I got an electric guitar, like an actual real one. Broke the string on the first day, didn't play it again after that. Fast forward to maybe 13 or 14, I was going to a Spanish church in North Philly. And one day, I think it was a Sunday, I sat where the worship team was at, like in that vicinity, and I just started looking at the drummer. I was like, dang, that's really cool, man. Like, banging drums, nobody can tell you what to do, you know? So it was cool. I think after the service was over, I think I just hopped on and started playing, dude. I started playing a beat. And then I think I got invited to like rehearsal or something for like the next week. And yeah, that happened. And dude, I don't even know how I started playing. I just started playing. And, started playing drums for pretty much all throughout middle school, up to, like, 10th or 11th grade. Around that time in 10th or 11th grade, I started learning piano, mainly because at the church that I was at, the piano player, he had transitioned somewhere else, so they needed someone to fill that void. So I kind of stepped in and started playing piano. And then played piano the rest of my years in high school. When I graduated high school, not when I graduated, but getting closer to graduation, I started getting that fever for guitar again. It's like, dang, I really want a guitar. Graduated high school, got a guitar as a graduation gift. And the rest is history. Now it's been about 6 years, and guitar has, you know, molded me into the person I am today, and got to travel with guitar, got to play events with guitar, got a job at a church because of guitar. You know, it's been everything. So that's how I got here, man.
That is so crazy. So how do you transition like that guitar playing from like passion to career? Because
yeah,
a lot of people I know have a hard time like separating the two.
Right.
But at this point in like your life, are you able to separate the two? Like, would you say that you're as passionate for the guitar as you were when you picked it up 6 years ago?
If I'm being honest, probably not 100%. Because when you start out something, it's like everything to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like you want to do that thing every day. I remember practicing in my room like all day, like literally all day. I probably wouldn't even see my parents till like the late afternoon because I'd be stuck in my room practicing and playing stuff. It's not like that anymore. Now, you know, I'm working at a church, you know, helping out with the worship team. I work as the music director at the church. So I do that. I do, you know, some production stuff. So I still have a passion for it. You know, it's what I love to do. You know, I'm thankful that I get to wake up every morning and freaking play guitar and work in music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just, it's not as like when I first started, but I, you know, I still love it to this day, man. It's, you know, it's what pays the bills at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah, that's so incredible. So like, what are like some of your fondest memories of like guitar when it comes to like performing live?
Yeah. Dang, that's a great question. I've had, you know, I've been fortunate enough to play a lot of good events and big ones at that. I think one of my favorite moments, man, is I did this event in Allentown, Pennsylvania a couple years ago. I think in that event, it was like a 2-day event. It was a youth event. And I think there were probably around like 1,500 to 2,000 kids, like just literally like kids and teenagers, dude. And I remember before, I think right after graduating high school and getting my guitar, I would specifically pray to God, like, I want to do this. I want to play music and play guitar and be an example for the youth, you know? And so being able to do that event with 1,500, 2,000 kids was, like, so surreal for me because that's what I prayed about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that to me right there made everything, made all the sacrifice. Because I didn't even go to college, bro. I didn't have a regular 9-to-5 job out of high school. I said, I'm doing music. I'm going to practice my butt off, whatever it takes. And so, yeah, being in that moment right there with all those kids kind of made it all well worth it, man. And, yeah. That was a special moment for sure.
That's incredible. I think as Christians, as believers, we all, you know, yearn for that moment, yeah, to where like you can physically see your prayer, mm-hmm, answered.
Yeah.
I remember the first, not this is about you, but I would like to like convey that like I remember the first time like I saw like a prayer or a petition answered like live in front of my face, where, yeah, I was like, whoa, like, wow, God, you really do listen to, yeah, us. Like, it's not just like something that we read, yeah, in a book.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's beautiful. I there's something about like being able to have that connection with a youth, and like for a kid to look up to you.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not like it's your kid or anything. It's like just some kid who comes to this event, and like I remember looking at musicians like crazy. Like, yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I played drums for a little bit, and I remember looking at this guy, Abel, who used to play around here. He actually lives in Florida now. I believe he's a pastor. But I remember watching him when I was a kid and watching people like Luis Zambrana,
yeah,
and, you know, Joey Mendez, who's like one of my best friends. Like, I remember always looking up to him like, wow, this guy, like,
yeah,
really, like, God uses this guy. Yeah. You know what, mm-hmm, I mean? Like, and that is something that can never like be replaced. That's not something that can be replicated, yeah, like in my 9-to-5. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Agree. Yeah, I agree.
So I see with music, like following your social media, like you're very tight with like your like I'll say coworkers. Like,
yeah, yeah,
I've seen you post videos with like this guy, I believe his name is Henry and stuff like that. Like, to where like you guys make me laugh. Like, is that just is that just the companionship of like musicians, like that they're always really funny? Like, do you think that's a trait where like, and it's, is it just more for the healthiness of the group where like everybody just like is such a free spirit at times?
Yeah. You nailed it. It's honestly a health thing, dude. And in the musician community, at least from what I've seen, people don't want to work with like, you know, people that are always like angry or stuck up or just, you know, not that antisocial is a bad thing, but like people that just don't want to, you know, participate outside of like a stage or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think having a healthy relationship within a band or in church or in life in general, dude, you know, I think it's super important because that not only helps you build your relationship, but it also helps you on stage as well. You know, one of the biggest things with music is being able to connect with each other and communicate with each other without actually having to talk. You know, it's a feeling thing. And so I think it's key, man, hanging around people that are not only one better than you in music, but people that can also mold you into a better person. And yeah, I think relationships are key, and I think it's probably the number one thing to me is mm-hmm. in music, man. It's to surround yourself with people that make you better, but also just keep you grounded and humble and yeah, you know.
Yeah, so with that, like, who are some of the, I mean, I feel bad saying it, but like, who are like some of the bigger names that you've been on stage with? Like, I know that you've probably, like, you talked about that one experience with like the 1500 yeah. youth, and like that's hard to top. But like, I've seen like a lot of people live, like as far as like worship leaders yeah. and like, who have you been on stage with that you've been like, oh my God, because you showed me a video earlier of this guy I've never even heard of.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is powerful. Like, I don't think I'd be able to stand on stage.
Yeah. Well, honestly, that's exactly what I was going to answer, is that moment. That was we call it our COVID worship night, because it happened during COVID. So we live streamed a worship night, and the people that were invited were people that I've looked up to for years, dude. Within the worship industry of music, especially one girl, her name is Yvonne Munoz. She's been around for years, bro. Like, I'm talking about, I heard her, for the first time I heard her sing was on a Marco Barrientos album. I don't know if you've heard of Marco Barrientos, but
yeah, of course.
It was an album that came out probably like late 2000s, early 2010s. It was called Levántate y Resplandece. And Marco Barrientos, I always say this, Marco Barrientos is the reason why I play worship music, because every time I would listen to his music, I would always, like, aside from listening to it, I would always, like, jam out to it and stuff. I always thought that the parts were, like, amazing and everything, and I still do to this day. But when I heard Yvonne singing on that record, I was like, yo, like, she is killing. After that, I followed her for years, 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 and then, dude, I got to freaking play, not only play for her, but also direct the band behind her. And so I got to call out shots and tell her where to go, which was, like, crazy. I remember we flew in Thursday. The worship night was Friday. That Thursday, we had a rehearsal. And I was just standing up on stage, and my freaking leg was shaking, dude, because of the people that were on stage. Like, I was freaking out. But aside from that, too, it was just like, man, like, God is so good, because this is what I dreamed about, you know? And he made it happen. So I think that was probably, like, probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest person that I've played for. Yeah, it was so surreal, bro.
That's incredible. Yeah, so, man. Also, like, I want to talk about, because you've been playing for 6 years, and
yeah.
to me, like, you've accomplished a lot in those 6 years, like, judging by, like, the stage that I see you on. And it's not the stage, like, the physical stage. It's yeah. The spiritual stage, and the worship is so pure.
Yeah.
It's so real. Like, what are some of the goals that you have with music from now? Because you're 6 years deep and you're 24 or something. Like,
yeah.
Like, how old are you?
25.
25, yeah. Like, you're still really young.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what are some of the goals that you have, like, going forward?
Man, that's a great question. Dude, honestly, I just want to be able to do it to the point where I don't have to worry about anything financially, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and thankfully, I've been at a point, man, for the past few years where I've been good. I've been able to, you know, get myself a car and get my studio equipment that I need and stuff like that. But I just want to get to the point where I can set everything to auto payment. You know what I mean? Like, yep. I don't have to worry about anything, man. Because, you know, people always like to say, oh, money's the root of all evil. That's a lie, man. You know, we need money for everything. Mm-hmm. And I feel like having, you know, being healthy financially is, like, super important, man. So I'd like to get to that. But musically, I'd like to get to the point where I'm producing stuff for a ton of people. Like, I love playing guitar, but I love creating songs, you know, mm-hmm. as well. And that's something that I've been stepping into the last 2 years or so. And it's definitely different.
Yeah.
But I want to get to the point where I'm making music for everybody, where it's like full time for me, I guess, you know? Yeah.
That's dope. So you have so many like things that you like. So let's start. We've done the music.
Yeah.
I'd be remiss if I let you leave without answering about these two other things. So Okay. Obviously you're a huge Philadelphia sports fan.
Yeah, baby. 4-for-4, man. 4-for-4.
4-for-4. One of the few fans in Philadelphia that covers the spectrum of all Philly sports.
Yes, sir.
What's like your main draw to the sport? Is it the city that you grew up in? Was it like something in your childhood that like you just watched everything all the time? Develop over time?
I think it's a bit of both. I used to live in Puerto Rico, and then I moved to Philly in like 2001, 2002. I can't remember the exact time. I was like 6 years old, but I being a kid from Puerto Rico who's always in like, you know, Caribbean and stuff, it's always hot. I come to Philly, it's like, dang, it's cold as heck. It's so different. It's a big city. Over the years, I kind of just grown to love it, and my dad is like a huge sports fan, so I would always watch games with him when I was younger. I still watch them with them. I kind of just developed that, man. Like, I started watching games with my pop, man, and I started loving it. I think it was more baseball. No, football. I remember because when we first moved out here, the Eagles were like a freaking probably like the top team in the NFL, and then they went to the Super Bowl. And I still remember like it was yesterday. The day of the Super Bowl, me and my dad are going to like Modell's to buy jerseys and stuff so that we can watch the game from home.
I remember that, John. Dude. I definitely bought that weekend. I remember buying a black Brian Westbrook Super Bowl jersey. Don't ask me. I mean, I always thought the black jersey was dope, but it, like, it didn't make any sense because they didn't wear that jersey for the Super Bowl. But it was still cool, like, to have the patch.
Dude, honestly, it matches with anything.
You know?
I have a green and a black jersey back at home. But yeah, those moments that you have with like a family member like that, dude, to just watch sports together and have a and be passionate about a team, you can't beat that, man. So yeah, I think it really started with that. And then it just kept building over time, man. And yeah, I guess I'm like a diehard fan now.
Yeah, like I remember it started the same with the Eagles, and it was because of my brother.
Yeah.
Because my oldest brother, Edwin, because my dad and the middle brother, who's also my oldest brother, Jonathan, they're Giants fans. Because everybody else is from New York. I'm the only one who's like from Philly.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess Eddie, when he moved down here, he just like fell in love with all Philadelphia sports. And like that transitioned to me where like it started with football and then it went to the baseball team. Like I was a Phillies fan because like we were diehard because of my parents. We'd always go to the games because at my dad's job, they'd give us tickets. So then like I had got a job there and I worked until the year after the World Series.
Gotcha.
So then, like, I kind of fell off of fandom from that and was just, like, an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
I was never a Sixers fan. I was always a Mavericks fan until Dirk left. Until Dirk got his ring. Like, that was it for me. I was I'm done. And then I stopped watching basketball. I grew out of it. You know what I mean? I like MMA now. I've always watched wrestling my whole life.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I never really got into the Flyers. Gotcha. And I've been to a Flyers game, and it's incredible, but I just can't watch hockey.
Yeah, no, I feel
like
you.
It's way better live than it is watching it on TV.
I feel the same way about baseball.
Oh, like, really? Oh, I could watch baseball whenever. Like, if baseball was on right now, I'd watch it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it's playoffs, so I get it. But, like, a regular season game on a Saturday at noon, I can't watch it on TV. I have to be in the stadium, dude.
Like, yeah, there's I said it when we were watching the UFC, but, like, Citizens Bank Park is, like, one of the most special places. Like, I love that place so much.
Yeah.
Even though I don't really watch baseball as much as I used to, like, I can go there and, like, it'd be, like, the first time I've ever been there. Like, I love it there.
Yeah, same, bro. Same.
So that's sports.
Yeah, dude.
Now I know you're an Office fan, yes, but you're, like, a huge, like, superhero movie fan. Is it just Marvel?
Yeah, it's just Marvel. You know, I don't hate DC. I just never really got into it as much. And I kind of blame it more on, like, the movies that have been coming out over the years.
Yeah.
The DC movies have sucked, dude. Like, the DCU stuff. Aside from, like, Shazam and Aquaman, those movies are great. And Wonder Woman. But, like, Batman vs. Superman, meh. I will say the old, like, the Batman trilogy was amazing. I still think to this day. Ben Affleck is cool, but, you know, my other homie, I forgot his name.
No idea. I never seen any. Yeah. I'm not a movie guy. And like, that's like one of my questions. Like, if I want to start watching MCU movies, like where should I start?
Chronological order or just,
no. Just like, oh, this is my favorite. And like, maybe it doesn't have to like I obviously can't watch the latest Avengers.
Right.
Because like, I would need to know so much history, for sure. But like, what can I watch in a bubble and be like, oh, this is awesome?
Well, I'll kind of give you what I started out with. The first ever MCU movie that I saw was Iron Man 2. I think Iron Man 1 and Iron Man 2 are probably one of the best films in the MCU. I think Iron Man 1 is better. But I think you watch those two, you kind of get a feel for what the MCU is like. And then, yeah, if you want, then you can start chronologically, which would be Captain America, because the movie was based in like the 30s or 40s, the 1930s or 40s. Then after that, Captain Marvel. After Captain Marvel, Iron Man. And I forgot the list. There's like lists online, but honestly, you watch like the first Iron Man movie, watch the first Captain America movie, and then watch the first Avengers movie, and you'll be hooked. Yeah.
Guaranteed. I don't know, man. I'm not much of a movie guy.
No, dude, do it. Trust me.
When quarantine first happened, we watched all of the Fast and the Furious movies.
Oh, my God. Like, bro, I'll say this. If you watched all those Fast and the Furious movies, I'm not a huge Fast and the Furious fan. I watched the movies, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the first three are, like, maybe three, four are, like, the best ones. Like, 1, 2, 3, and 4. After that, it kind of just started being, like, a blow-up things show, you know?
Now, I go 1, 4, 8, I believe. 1, 4, 5, 8, and then like you can mix the other ones up. But like the first one, purely nostalgia.
Yeah.
But like the first and the fourth one are so similar that you can kind of interchange them. I think that's why I like the fourth one so much, because it's just like the first one.
Right.
But it's just like a nostalgia thing for me, and
no,
I can
for sure.
Just like wrestling, like, it's so goofy now, and people are like, how do you like this? I'm like, I watched this thing my whole life. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I know what it is. Yeah. Like, I don't take it too seriously besides, like, I collect stuff, but that's because I like to collect.
Yeah, for sure.
So, is there anything that you would like to collect? Like, or is there something that you've wanted to collect but, like, are scared to pull the trigger on?
Because
we kind of – this show, like, as much as I just want to talk about anything – there has been, like, a theme with, like, collections. Like, the first one, I talked to, like, a guy who collects sports cards.
Right.
And the second one, I talked to a guy who collects sneakers and Supreme stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, is there something that, like, you've had your eye on, but, like, I don't know where to get started? And
it's a good question. I really like, movie, not memorabilia, but, like, collectibles, like, props and stuff from movies. So I don't know if you saw, but I have like the gauntlet from like Avengers Endgame. I have a couple Funko Pops. I think I have like a Thanos figurine. So I think I'd like to get in like the Star Wars side and maybe get like a life-size R2-D2. But that thing is freaking like 7 G's. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff like that that I'm like, dang, man, like I would love to have that. But it's a little out of my reach, you know?
Maybe you should get into like 3D printing. I saw this guy on TikTok
Dude.
who did like a whole Iron Man suit, and he
That's
said it
crazy.
cost him, just for the materials, not the hours and the painting, but just the materials, he spent like $200.
Wow.
And he like 3D printed, but it took like a month
Yeah.
to make.
Worth
But
it.
$200 to make
Worth
your
it.
own Iron Man
Yeah.
suit, like,
Worth it.
do it.
Worth it. Honestly, but the 3D printer is probably a little expensive, though.
Yeah, but I think, like, say you make a suit, if you make the helmet and sell it, pays for itself.
Yeah, true. True. That
So
makes sense.
that's how I like to think about stuff, more as an investment rather than, like, that thing over there in the corner is like an investment.
Yeah.
Like, I'll make my own stickers and not have to pay, like, Sticker Mule to do it. You know what I
Right.
mean?
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. So yeah, movie props would probably be like the biggest thing. Like I want to have an Captain America shield, you know? I want to have like Black Panther's the shield that Black Panther made for Captain America, stuff like that, you know?
I was thinking about start like I mean, I think it was because the guy just passed away, but I did want to watch Black Panther, like,
Yeah.
sit down and really,
Dude.
because I heard it's great.
Black Panther is probably like top five. Like there's like 20 something MCU movies and Black Panther's like top five.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I gotta see it.
Yeah, dude, you'd have
I
to.
heard the message behind it is incredible
Dude,
too.
it's amazing. It's amazing.
So, musician, sports fan,
Yes, sir.
MCU fanatic, Steven, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate the time.
Dude, thank you,
You've been
man.
here since like 1:30. We've watched 1,000 fights, and you stuck it out through all. We had some awesome
Yeah,
food.
man, it was great. It was
Thank you
great.
so much for
Shout
joining me,
out to
man.
what was it?
Freshworks.
Freshworks. Shout out to Freshworks. Amazing cheesesteaks.
Yes. If you can, please list off your social media. I'd love for people to check you
Yeah,
out.
man. You can find me on Facebook at literally Steven Burgos, Burgos, and then my Instagram is even underscore Stevens underscore. That is a tribute to one of my favorite shows ever, Even Stevens on Disney Channel.
Was
Boom.
it your favorite show because it was Steven?
Yes.
Okay.
But no, it
It
was
was
also a
very
great
good,
show,
yeah. Like,
especially the movie. The
'cause
movie was amazing.
Shia LaBeouf was always a good actor.
Yes, bro.
It's
One of the
not new
goats.
thing.
Yeah, one of the goats, man.
Yeah, so again, thank you so much.
Thanks for
This
having me.
seat is always open. If you ever want to talk about anything,
Appreciate it,
I
bro.
will just turn on the recorder and we could talk, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, bro.
You can find the show on Instagram at YBE MMA Podcast, as well as our t-shirts and hoodies, YBE MMA Podcast on Teespring. Check it out. Thank you so much. Catch us Friday.